Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Lord, change me, praise God, hallelujah. I'm sure, praise God, some of us, praise God, got some things that we need God to change in us, hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for coming before you this evening, praise God, hallelujah. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church, praise God, hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God tonight. I give honor to my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil, hallelujah, of Reign of Glory Revival Ministries, praise God. I just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, because God has been good to me. I thank and I praise him, hallelujah, because God has kept me all day long. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I just thank and praise God. You know, sometimes, hallelujah, you just want to worship God. You just want to praise him. Hallelujah. But I thank and I praise the Lord for a new day. I thank him for his new mercies on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us get ready and pray. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name. We thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah. For your goodness on today. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. For how you are moving by your spirit. We thank you and praise you, God, hallelujah, for your strength on today, Lord. We just want to give you the glory, ha ha. Yes, sir, Lord, we want to give you the honor and the praise. We just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for your steadfast love. We want to thank you and praise you, God, hallelujah, Father, for everything that you are doing for us, praise God. Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for what you're doing right now and for what you're going to do. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, to let Ilona go down under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you and we praise you right now. Fill my mouth with your word, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, we thank and praise the Lord for tonight. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Yes, Lord. I thank him. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because the Lord will move right on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, you will find me in Luke, the 16th chapter, hallelujah, beginning at the 19th verse, hallelujah. I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, I thank and I praise him, hallelujah. It says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help me tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also and was buried. Hallelujah. Now, praise God, this rich man, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he had everything that he desired. Hallelujah. And praise God, wanting for nothing. Hallelujah. But the beggar, Lazarus, hallelujah, which laid, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It says, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. Hallelujah. He was just designed, if I could just get a crumb, hallelujah, designed to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. That's all he desired, hallelujah. But praise God, hallelujah, he might have suffered in this life, hallelujah. But it says up here, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also died and was buried. Hallelujah. Wasn't nothing special going on when the rich man passed away. Hallelujah. For he had already had his reward. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now Lazarus, hallelujah, was laying in the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. He wasn't suffering anymore. He wasn't wanting anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it said, praise God, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now this rich man was being tormented. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Praise God. And he could see Lazarus, praise God, and Abraham afar off and Lazarus laying in his bosom. Hallelujah. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Hallelujah. Now he's the one begging, hallelujah, for something cool. Hallelujah. He wanted Abraham to send Lazarus to just dip the tip of his finger, hallelujah, praise God, in the water and just cool his tongue, hallelujah, praise God, because he was being tormented in this flame, hallelujah, praise God. And the words that kept coming to me when the Lord gave me this, he said, it's every man for himself, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise God. He said, but Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Hallelujah. We got to be careful how we treat people. Hallelujah. Because praise God, hallelujah, you don't know the outcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now Lazarus, in this, while he was on this earth, hallelujah, he was, praise God, praise God, hallelujah, having evil things. But now he's comforted, and now this man who had everything, now he is being tormented, hallelujah. He said, and besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Hallelujah. Now he's begging, hallelujah, Abraham, to send to his father's house. Hallelujah. He said, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's every man for himself. Hallelujah. We praise God. This rich man wanted Abraham to send somebody from the dead to his father's house because he had five brothers. Hallelujah. And he didn't want them to come there and be tormented like he's being tormented. Hallelujah. But Abraham had to let him know, no, they have Moses and they have the prophets, just like us today. We have pastors, we have bishops, we have evangelists, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We got prophets, hallelujah. We got missionaries, hallelujah. We got lay members, hallelujah. And if we can't hear them, hallelujah, praise God, how are we going to hear somebody that rose from the dead? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But God want us, praise God. He said, while we have our being, while we are alive, praise God, hear them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because Abraham had to let him know, if I was to send somebody back from the grave, hallelujah, they still wouldn't believe, hallelujah. Praise God, if they can't believe the ones, hallelujah, that are there with them, hallelujah. Praise God, how they going to believe somebody that rose from the dead? Hallelujah, praise God. It's just like us, praise God. How are we going to believe somebody that rose from the dead? Praise God. And we can't even believe those that God has sent unto us. We can't even believe those that God has put in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God, praise God. But we're going to give an account for everything, praise God. God, hallelujah, when I think about, praise God, how this rich man, all he had to do was just give him a crumb, but he wouldn't even do that, praise God. And over in chapter 17 and verse 1 says, there said his disciples unto him, it is impossible, but that offenses will come, hallelujah, but woe unto him through whom they come, hallelujah. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast and be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we offend any one of these little ones that belong unto God, hallelujah, who believe in Jesus, praise God. The word of God is saying, hallelujah, that it's better for you that you hang, hallelujah, a millstone about your neck and be cast into the sea, praise God. For we're going to give an account for every word and every deed that comes out of this body. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Romans 14 and 12 says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Hallelujah. We're going to give an account to God one day. Hallelujah. As it is written, hallelujah. As surely as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow before him. Hallelujah. Every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have to give an account for the deeds done in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to stand before God ourselves. Nobody's going to be able to stand for us. But we're going to have to give an account to God for ourselves, for our ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. It says we will all give an account to God in the end. Praise God. So instead of wasting time, hallelujah, worrying about what our brothers are doing, hallelujah, and how they are living, hallelujah, we should see to ourselves to make sure our motives are right, hallelujah, our hearts are pure, and we are walking in the plan the Lord has for us, praise God. We have to make sure that we're right, hallelujah. It's so easy to pass judgment on somebody else. It's so easy to look on somebody else's life and see the wrong, praise God. But are we looking on ourselves? Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Are we making sure that we're doing things with the right motive and with a pure heart? And are we walking in the plan the Lord has for us? Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hebrews 13 and 17 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as though who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Hallelujah. God has given us leaders, hallelujah, that are watching over our souls, praise God, and Holy Ghost, hallelujah. We need to submit to the vision of our leaders. We need to submit to the vision that they have, that God has given them. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to give an account for everything that we do or say. Hallelujah, Lord. So many times we think that the leaders are picking on us, telling us to do this, telling us to do that. They're not picking on us, but they're trying to get us in the place with God, where we should be. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. The leader might ask you, do praise and worship. Hallelujah, Lord. and you say, hallelujah, I don't feel like doing it. Praise God, hallelujah, Lord. But Holy Ghost, there's a reason why she's asking you to do praise and worship, because one day that's going to come. Hallelujah, praise God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, in order, hallelujah. You don't know. You might lead praise and worship in a big congregation. Hallelujah, Lord. She's trying to get you in that place where you'll have confidence in God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Sometimes we think that the leaders are picking on us because they ask you to pray. Hallelujah, Lord. They're not picking on you. They're just trying to get you in a place where you will submit, hallelujah, to the will of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We got to commit. We got to give an account for our ways. Hallelujah. We're going to give an account for the way that we think, the way that we talk, the way that we walk. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to give an account. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Is that hallelujah? Oh, yes, God. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to range, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Praise God. So praise God. However your ways are and whatever fruit you're carrying, whatever fruit you're giving out, whether it's evil fruit or good fruit, praise God. Are you giving out love? Are you giving out understanding? Hallelujah, Lord. But are you giving out malice? Are you giving out strife? Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. You're going to give an account. Hallelujah. For the deeds done in your body. You're going to give an account for every word that comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Galatians 4 and 6 says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Praise God. Sometime, praise God, you got to listen to yourself, how you answer people. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, because God will let you hear yourself. Hallelujah. If it don't sound right, hallelujah, Lord, he'll let you hear yourself. So we got to be careful how we speak to each person. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, but be gracious. Hallelujah. Our words be seasoned. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, hold me up a sign higher. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We got to be careful. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:37 says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. For whatever comes out of your mouth, whether it be good or bad, you, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. For the word of God says, hallelujah, the tongue can either speak life or death. Hallelujah. What are you speaking out of your mouth? Hallelujah. We're going to give an account for every idle word. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's every man for himself. Because nobody can stand before God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. It's up to you. Who you going to serve? word. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Who are you going to serve? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. When that rich man realized that he was in torment. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. But it was too late. Hallelujah, Lord. For in hell he lifted up his eyes and he wanted Abraham to send somebody to his father's house to warn his brothers. Hallelujah, Lord. So that they wouldn't come there and be tormented. Hallelujah, Lord. But Abraham had to let him know they had the prophets and they had Moses. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost is seeing. Holy Ghost is warning. Yes, the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost sees and knows. Hallelujah, Lord. This is a time to accept the Lord in your life while you have any being, while you have life. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, hold me a sign high. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. So many times God has sent someone to warn you, to give you a chance to accept his son. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, don't let the day go out without you knowing Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't let the day go out without you giving up to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for we have no excuse. Hallelujah, Lord. There's so many pastors. There's so many preachers. Hallelujah, Lord. Written material. Holy Ghost. There's no excuse for nobody to be lost. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost high. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. But it's time to get the Lord in your life. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. For you're going to give an account for everything done in your body. Hallelujah, Lord. Whether it be good or whether it be bad. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, there's no excuse. Hallelujah, Lord. Over in Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, 12, hallelujah, and 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Hallelujah. There's nothing hid from God. Hallelujah. Whether it be good or whether it be bad. And every secret thing will be brought into judgment. Hallelujah. So while you have breath, yes, sir. Hear my soul. I hear my sign. Yes, sir. Lord, in the name of Jesus. While you have breath, hallelujah. While you have your being, hallelujah. Praise God. Accept the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. For God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish. Hallelujah. But have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Where every man is going to give an account for himself. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Is every man for himself. Praise God. Because nobody is going to be able to stand for you. But you're going to have to give an account to God for yourself. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for this night. Hallelujah. We just give God the glory and the honor. We give him the praise. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. I can't say no more than what God allows. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord for the word of God. I hope and pray you got something out of the word. Hallelujah. Tonight, praise God. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us not forget, praise God, that on tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 9 a.m., praise God, Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry will be having morning prayer, hallelujah. And let us not forget on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., hallelujah, Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, hallelujah, will be having morning service. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So let us remember those 2 days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For tonight. Hallelujah. I just give honor unto God tonight. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord for each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But praise God. Hallelujah. There's so much happening nowadays. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take a chance. Hallelujah, to go into eternity, not without Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah, for this night. We thank and praise you, God, for each and every one on the line tonight. Father, we give you all the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the honor on this day, God. I want to thank you, Lord, for your strength. I want to thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your holy name tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Asking you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to watch over each and every one of us tonight, God. Watch over each and every one's family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, those that don't have Christ, open up their heart to receive Christ in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Have a blessed and wonderful night tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Bless each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, God.